I got it all. Hey, welcome to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Big shout out here. I'm opening up the chat room. If you go to Blog Talk Radio, open chat here. I think you have to sign yourself a name or something and join it. Make it a self-serving one. So if you're in the chat, I can promote whatever it is you'd like to promote. Okay. All right. What are we going to start off with today? I don't know. I don't know. What are we feeling? Need a call from Riverhead. Can't take that call. All right. Leave a message. We'll start off with Blame It on the Bossa Nova, shall we?
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, no, kids have flown. Now we're fancy free and we're home alone, just my groom and me. 30 years next June and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet so long? Blame it on the Vazanova with its magic spell. Ooh, blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Ooh, it all began with just one little dance and then it ended up in big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova, that I had love.
Now is it down the
road? No, no, the bossa nova. No, no, no. What was the dance?
The bossa nova.
We took a chance on
the bossa nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
the bossa nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
The bossa nova.
You three came from the bossa nova. The bossa nova.
The bossa nova.
Okay. Luciernez, very nice, the bossa nova. All right, I know you're missing my comedy, so why don't I play you a set? Here we go.
She's just a wonderful person, and she's here tonight. Let's hear it for Nancy Lombardo.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful. It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey,
everybody. I get to see all the people
that
you're talking about.
I go,
yeah.
Hey, that's great. Great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm an aged woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? Is that about the milk? Because there was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake. That's right, I've been married a long time, and the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works, it works. And another thing too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just, he's just gonna eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts, that's all he's gonna eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little monkey man. No, no, get up there. You know the thing about diets, they say it's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. And you know what's the one food no one ever says, let's go out for? English. We have. No one ever says, I'm feeling like something bland and all the same color. Where can we go? That's because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on that. You know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! Count her. And the Scottish have got that feat with something called haggis. Like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. You know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis. Because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep, it's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, what to say, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great act. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you, Lincoln fans. Lincoln thing. He's going to take me down over Lincoln. Get her, she hates Lincoln. But I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I'm seeing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What? I got to do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh. All right, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why are they all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? Mary, you're crazy. I'll tell myself I'm sick. That was my version. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it goes on and on forever. Yeah, it's true. When I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." Would fall the box down from the stairs, boom, 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 and on his feet, she'd go, ah! With the top of his go, ha, 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 ha! And that was every film I saw. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of Hurricane Sugar Cane. Don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything, now it's called Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms, she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or glitches, as she called them. You don't have to listen to this, glitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. good advice about finding a husband. She said, mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones, they never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His charity name is Runs with Scissors. I always wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and little innocent eyes asked me, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, okay, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a-searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hundred. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he puns a manly grin, in he puns a manly grin. That is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! Thank you so much, Lonzo. That's very, very nice. You know, I like to think of this, by the way, I don't like to think of this as my chest. No, no. I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. I catch up on it, whee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're at a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? I'm out there. I'm not trying to say. Nice man. Yeah. So. There we have you. How are you? We're doing good. Okay. Get here. Well, there's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Good stuff coming up. Looking at what's going on here. Take your hands off your lap. That's really weird. He's got a bottle like this and he's got both hands right there. I don't know if it's a message. I'm laughing with you, sir. The fact that you wore sunglasses at night. Okay, sorry. They've got some handsome people in there, too. I think I'll pick on you. Because you look like kangaroos dressed for the day. Blue. I'm going to bring a matching set. That's nice. I like the white socks. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are! You're a nurse. Now, nurse, what degree of nursing are you?
Associate degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Think he gives needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. That's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. Got associates. And what's your favorite food?
I
never considered them an actual food. What if we got, honey? I don't know.
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football? I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe. But, you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
I'm ready.
You got a special dance.
Shout out to my friend, Gail. Happy birthday, Gail. You're the best. Remember, it's your birthday month all month, so you could celebrate all month. Okay, and also a shout out to my pal, Sarita. Sarita's Mac and Cheese. Oh, yeah. That's EATSMac.com to find out more information. And why we're doing a shout out is, well, she's going to be on Chopped. That's right. Sarita's Mac and Cheese is going to be on Chopped. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's November 24th. So you want to check that out. You also want to check out our mac and cheese, too. That's located at 197 First Avenue. 197 First Avenue. Terrific place. Stuff to go. It's very good. If you want to find out more information about Sarita, you can go to her website, Eats, ATSMAC.com. Congratulations, Sarita. That's terrific news. Okay, I don't know if the boys are home today. Let me see, what have I got here? How much time do I have left? I have to check out my time schedule. Okay, 4 minutes. Okay, let's see. All right. Congratulations also, Caesar. And this is for Perron and Deshaun. Okay, here we go. A little comedy.
Hello. I'm Thomasina Carosa, former disco queen. By the way, disco's not dead. It's just taking a very, very, very long nap. She's the disco queen. If you know what I mean, I don't know. I just dance it. I don't sing it. Ah, you people. Well, what the heck? A disco queen is a disco queen. So, I'm here today to say very strange things have been happening in my area. Very strange things. Yes, recently I have been invaded by pests. Not your ordinary pests, no. No, these pests are far more pestilent. They are alien children. They've been running all around my yard, popping up in strange places, all in all just haunting me and haunting me. It's been a very frightening experience. How can I explain it? I don't know. I'm just a disco queen. What can I say? So hopefully these pests won't pop up anytime soon. I what was that? That was the scariest thing I ever saw. My heart is still beating. Pump, 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 pump. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm a nice lady. I buy Girl Scout cookies. What was that? Bad that they're just alien children. They're also monsters, too. I can't even describe it to you. It's just the most disgusting. They're coming! They're coming! Run away!
Congratulations again, Sarita. Let me just add in, as we're closing, my last 19 seconds here with my editor. Okay, great gifts for seniors. Check out www.candotech.com. www.candotech.com. And also for books on your list, Pancakes in Paris by Craig Carlson, www.craigcarlsonauthor.com. And also one book by Stephen Schwab, www.eveandsteve.com books. Oh, they're artists. Okay. For music lovers, check out the Elements of Song Craft book and music lessons, songsartsacademy.com. Songs Arts academy.com. And that's the end of my show. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Stay safe.